Well, hello, my friend. I'm glad that you called right now. Why? Because I think it's a very special time that you chose to call. Years ago, I was walking down the streets in King City, California, USA, where I lived at that time, and I noticed the mailman approaching on the sidewalk, and as he came closer, I said, "Hi." He replied, and then I noticed that he was stopping. I was still in the high mode walking, but he had shifted to stop. So I likewise stopped, and he said he had a story for me. It seemed last week he had delivered a letter to a mutual friend's house. And what was so unique about that was that the letter had a postmark of 1962. It was just now being delivered. In the meantime, the party had moved, but in stopping by the house, he did get an address where it could be forwarded. Well, 1962, my, that is a long time ago. What happened was written on the envelope. The letter had gotten wedged between a shelf and the wall, and in the remodeling of the post office, it had been discovered. Well, I also remember reading that a letter had been delivered to a hospital for a particular room number, but that room number was no longer in use. And while some were puzzled about it, they noticed that the cancellation date was 17 years earlier. So the mail did not go through, and the record showed that this person was a patient, but where she was now could not be determined. Well, what's the bottom line? Bottom line for you and me is that communication with Almighty God is never late. And I want to repeat that for myself as well. Communication with Almighty God is never late. Now, the phrase distance spanned is like the sending of this message from where I am in my office to where you are holding the phone. It just goes in a millisecond. Even those who are internationally calling, it's the middle of a second. And whether it's from actually across the street from my office or across the state of California or around the world, within a split second, it's had. Well, what a friend we have in Jesus to listen to us all and respond to our communication. There's no delay. There's no chance of our message to God getting lost. Isn't that wonderful? David said it this way in Psalm 46. God is a very present help in trouble. And my friend, that's for you right now. He's a present help in trouble. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you see this one, and you know this one, and you're listening to this one, and you're listening to this prayer that I'm praying for this one. I pray all their concerns and heartaches and difficult situations and burdens would be brought to you, spelling them out as if in a letter. And I thank you, Jesus, for reading them and doing something about them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks for calling. Following the signal, you can talk to me if you like. God bless. Goodbye.